My name is Pete Lazard. This is my first time getting to do this. It's an honor to be a part of this. I was lucky to get to interview Colonel Zoltan Krumpacher. I hope I pronounced that properly. I'm not exactly sure, but he was an amazing guy. When I first met him, he said, "I apologize. My name is Zoltan. You know, I know it's kind of crazy, but I was like, that's my son's best friend's name, Zoltan. So it was just a really small world kind of thing." But he's like, "Yeah, you know, people call me Z, and I think we bonded pretty quickly over our love of rugby and some books that we were both really into, and our love of Ohio and our dislike with the Cleveland Browns currently right now." But Zoltan was an amazing person. He's done plenty of tours all over, starting with the Army, got into the Green Berets, and was also in Special Forces. I'm sure lots of crazy experiences doing that, but some of the more interesting things to me was that he's also a teacher. He taught at West Point. He taught reading and literature. Some of these articles that I read of his were just beautiful. He writes some poetry. Some of the things he wrote about were his stories being away from his family, and they were published in an amazing book that soldiers kind of compiled of some of their writings back to their family. I wish I knew the name of the book offhand. I hope you can talk to him afterwards, because I'm sure it's a beautiful book. But one of the stories that he wrote about was not being around his daughters when they were playing, when they were young. I think he saw them throwing a ball with the neighbor down the street, and he just wished that he could have been there. He was very busy either working or on a deployment. And one of the things he said was, "It ought to be me." And so I wrote a song for him called "It Ought to Be Me." I hope you guys like this one.